Ah, some lovely background music for the boys. They're dancing in the studio. Now, joining me in the studio is Peter Spicer and Tony. Forgot your surname, Tony.
Slaven.
Slaven. Where's that from?
I don't know, really. From my mum and dad.
Thank you. I just got Tony, a.k.a., and I thought that sounds like you're a gangster. They are known as the Chondriacs. The duo have been writing music together for about the last 2 years, and they're writing for up-and-coming artists as well. They first performed in the studio on my show probably about 9 months ago. Tony had never sung live at that point, and it was actually unbelievable that he'd never done a gig before that, but it was just fantastic. They're continually writing, as I said, at the moment, and writing for a few people we might probably can't mention because they are up-and-coming, but they've got hundreds of thousands of followers on Twitter, so they're doing very well. Thank you very much. So, very good morning, boys.
Morning, Michelle.
There we go.
We're happy to be on the show.
Now, you want to do Courtney Lee is here. She does have a show on Saturday, and you wanted to do a little bit of a little thing that she can play on her show for an introduction, something really subtle and nice. So, off you go.
Yeah, we've written a little jingle for her. This is how it goes.
Courtney Lee. That is because when I introduced you earlier, I don't know where that accent came from, but it went Courtney. I didn't even say my mum would be going mad because it is actually Courtney Lee
or Treacle.
Yeah, Treacle. Or Treacle, whatever you like. So tell everybody how you and Tony met.
It's an online dating site, wasn't it?
But you're both married. Oh, I see. Right. Okay.
Well, we are now. We met through our youngest boys who are in the same class at school, and that's how we knew each other's friends and socially. We went away on a family holiday. I'd started writing again for the first time in years, and I'd written a song but hadn't finished it. And I took my guitar with me, and while everybody else was off doing something else around the campsite, we sat down and we finished this song. Tony had been writing poetry for ages. He's won competitions with his poetry, which is why he's such a good lyricist. So we sort of finished the song together and went out around the campfire and sang it, and we got quite a good reaction. We just carried on writing from there, and it's sort of become more intense as time's gone by. We write more and more now than we ever have.
But you've got a tremendous voice, but you only started because you've sung in your taxi.
Yeah, I sing in a taxi every day.
But you never sung live, and when you came in, I couldn't believe that you'd never really been sort of in bands and singing from a very young age.
I've always sang indoors, in the shower.
Yeah.
I've always done that, but I've never really done anything anywhere else. So, you know, as soon as I met Pete, and he started to send me calls and through the phone by email and things like that, I just had this urge to write and sing, and just kept going and going. And now,
and run and play.
Oh, I'm like a kid in a toy shop. I just want to keep writing, keep writing, keep writing, keep writing. We've just got this system together, me and Pete. It's
quite hard to keep up with, though, because you could have 7 or 8 songs on the go, but you then need to take a breath and go back and make sure they're finished and ready for recording, which we do eventually. But you know, there's probably another 30-40 songs that we could do something with.
Talk about winning competition before.
Sorry, mate, I didn't mean to bring this up.
That's right.
Competition is this?
No, I entered a few of them on the internet. You know, I used to write poems regular, and there was one about anniversaries. I just wrote about an anniversary about a man who, a bit morbid, but he had died, and sitting in his chair and just thinking back over his life and things like that. It was a lovely, lovely poem.
Make you cry.
Yeah. And it was, like, everyone I showed it to, they was all going, oh, I can't believe, like, it just brought tears to their eyes. So I sent it in, and I won the competition.
Did you get a cash prize?
I did. I wasn't going to tell you how much, but it was quite good.
Oh, go on, tell us how much was it?
It was £1,000.
Oh, my Lord. £1,000. Courtney Lee. Courtney Lee.
Courtney! Hang on, didn't we share everything? 50-50?
Obviously not on that one.
I think this is before I met you.